What's good, ladies and germs? It's the one, the only, Brian freaking Rails. Everyone uses that moniker. It's the one, the only, Brian Rails. Who the fuck else? I guess say, folks, I'm rewatching SmackDown Live, as you can tell in the background, but let's discuss right out the gate what's on everyone's mind, or some people's mind. There's some SmackDown Live review. Haven't done that in a while, folks, but we're going back to a format because we're hooked on our feelings. You get the gist. Hit the music, monkeys in the truck. Dig it. SmackDown Live. To bitch or not to bitch? That is the question. And now that I've fast forwarded all the way through on Hulu while trying to prepare for my new job, what I can tell you is SmackDown Live started off with New Day saying, well, we're thinking about quitting, but that all depends on one person. That all depends on Mr. McMahon and what he is envisioning us and what he thinks of us. And Mr. McMahon wanted to basically point out, you know, what are you coming out here for? Are you crying? Are you crying? Wah, wah, cry. You didn't get your way, wah. Well, folks, the night of SmackDown Live began looking promising, you know, with a promising venture from New Day proclaiming their loyalty. Now, normally, folks, I'll say this and I'll say it again. I'm the annoying optimist in the bunch that says, you know, maybe if it was a good show, in some instances, that's going to mean a good show for WrestleMania 35. What happened last night, it's not diet, it's not going to change how you live life, it's not going to change your MO, it's not going to, it is going to change my mood, I'm not going to lie, let's be honest, shall we? Before I get into my tirade, I'd like to give shout outs to the audience. What's up, UK? How you doing? What's up, United States? US, good old US of A. What's up, Australia, Latvia, Indonesia, Hong Kong, the Philippines? How you guys doing? For all of you who listen to my show, for very few that do, for the percentages that do, not about to apologize for what I'm about to say. Every year I go to WrestleMania. Every year I spend money. And years of experiencing this, it's a wonderful thing. You get to have fun. You get to see. You get to make temporary friends. You get to laugh, cry, jeer, cheer, whatever. Should I skip straight to the point where Asuka loses the championship to Charlotte? Well, I think I'm going to get back to that because it's going to be the bread and butter of today's conversation with, you know, the global audience that I have, which is very far few and in between. What I'm trying to say to you all before I review, you know, there's an interview with Rey Mysterio's son talking about Rey Mysterio's opportunity at WrestleMania 35 for the United States Championship. Then after that, The Miz comes out and calls out Shane McMahon. To that, Shane talks about Miz's stipulation of count anywhere or no holds barred. There's a lot of referencing of what I used to watch in Lady Lynn and Granny Holster and a lot of other fans. But the point is, Shane versus Miz, and okay, well, should be interesting. Of course, every match with Shane makes you wonder how the hell is the man still standing, walking, breathing, through all the stuff that he pulls inside the ring, outside the ring, death-defying moves, right? Hence the sarcasm in my voice, folks. It's about time that chapter gets closed at WrestleMania 35 between Miz and Shane. Let's see what else. Oh, yes, another gauntlet match, folks. And that came well after the Asuka-Charlotte match, which, again, will be the bread and butter of this conversation. If you're listening, you can tune in at 213-943-3422. Again, that's 213-943-3422. Everything's negative, but Jesus wheezes, man. Triple H versus Batista. That was not on SmackDown Live. Okay, so during the Shane McMahon Miz scuffle, Miz went after security. He beat up Primo Colon, Shelton Benjamin, and, well, now Sanity. Sanity has been one of my favorite groups since NXT. They were used. People were complaining and bitching them, they haven't been utilized, they haven't been used. Well, they got used in the worst kind of way, in my opinion. It's not that I don't mind them being used less. It's the fact that Sanity was used as Shane McMahon's bitches. There, just said it. As I said, I have no filters on my show because why? There are certain things through which you don't understand, so you just go along with it as a fan. You're not supposed to say anything, do anything, or be against anything that gets presented to you, correct? So it seems like they're just using talent because, oh, we have this guy and we have this group. We'll just use them. That's my, that's my fucking take on Sanity being used the way they were last night. Is it a bad thing? No, because they're getting paid. But is it a bad thing in the sense that it takes them this long to use a group that was really dominant in NXT until Undisputed got to the house, or formed Undisputed, I should say? So what was the state of mind from SmackDown Live? It was a roller coaster. You want people to get on that ride, buckle their seatbelts, and go through the emotion or the story that you're trying to tell. Well, you told us a story, all right. Not only did New Day, like Xavier Woods, have to go through certain tag teams, they went through the Bar. They went through the Good Brothers. Which I didn't realize, that match, that tidbit in the gauntlet match did not last as long. Why did I fast forward to the main event? Well, Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev were the other tag team members involved. I will go through the entirety of it all, folks, but I figure I would go to what is most important and save that for last. Because Becky Lynch was on SmackDown Live, and Charlotte, was to have a match versus Asuka. I don't know how, the booking works. I don't want to know. I just watch and do the best I can. As a fan, you sit and you watch the product and you say to yourself, okay, I'll do my best not to bitch, moan, and complain about what's being shown to me. And if they give us a show that's worthwhile and has quality, like some people say, what kind of quality would a fan be looking for? You'll get like 60 different answers. Well, come on, man. The main consensus or generalized consensus felt last night was that the cream of the crop, Charlotte Flair, went one-on-one with Asuka, and then all of a sudden, It is now a WWE SmackDown Live Women's Championship match. You want to get fans hooked on a feeling? It's not a good one. And here's why. I guess it's my solo run today, folks. Granny Hulkster wouldn't normally join in. I'm going to see where she is at. But while I'm ranting and raving and messaging and multitasking, I will tell you how I felt. Pause and contemplate on how I'm going to word this. Okay. Every year before WrestleMania, once upon a time, this is B-Train's Rambling Rants. Let me back that up because it doesn't make sense quite yet. Once upon a time, there was a show within a show that expressed emotions and feelings towards professional wrestling that is seen on TV. And in said book of random rambling rants emerged never-ending opinion that could easily be backed by some people who have brains or people that agree or agree with some of what I say. Anyways, folks, let's get this road on the show, shall we? I think it's time that I touch base with you on how I felt about Asuka losing to Charlotte last night in a civil-mannered opinion kind of thing, you know, expressing my concerns about WrestleMania 35, if you will. Gentlemen, please, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality. People express their opinions about wrestling. They're mad, they're angry, they're happy, they're sad. They're all just a bag, mixed bag of emotions. You give the crowd what we want. Then why? The question begs, why? Oh, why was Charlotte Flair booked to become a champion? Is it, well, would you rather have this kind of scenario? Because if so, I'd be cool, you know, if you give Becky Lynch the strap at WrestleMania. Is this the plan, or is it the plan to make Charlotte a dual champion? Is that what you want us thinking? Now, it's like I said, it's a mixed bag of what the fuck can we expect at Mania 35? And it is the main event, right? You've got Joan Jett singing Ronda Rousey's entrance theme. Bad reputation. You've got a historic women's main event, you know, the first ever main event for the women at WrestleMania history. So why would you place Charlotte as a champion? That makes little to no sense since Asuka's reign was since TLC last, you know, December in 2018. January, February, okay, 3 months. I still, to this day, do not understand why certain things get booked the way they do. Again, I'm not a part of the creative team. I don't want to venture into the whole, this is how they do it, this is what's going on. The only ones that know what's going on are the officials that have decided, okay, this is the direction we're going and we're just going to run with it. Well, you managed to drop the ball, is what you hear, or I can't believe they put Charlotte over. She just got it because of Daddy's name. I don't know. I keep hearing, or not here, I keep reading things on the Instagram that's gotten some angry messages, including, why was Asuka overlooked? Ever since she's been out of NXT, she's been completely underused, or she is being used. They completely slid up, or crap all over her. So, folks, we finally got a hold of Granny Hulkster, and she, the queen of awesome fandomness, will be joining me shortly. But before, folks, I welcome the awesome co-hostess, one of many, one of two. I gotta say this, Charlotte won on SmackDown Live, we as fans cannot deny that we got hooked on a feeling. And welcome to the show, folks, the godmother of professional wrestlers and fandom and fans, the one, the only, Granny Hulkster, ladies and gents.
Well, good morning, B-Train. Sorry, fans, I'm a little late. Granny was trying to have to take care of some personal business, helping her son, and I lost track of time. So I do apologize to you, B-Train, and to all of our wonderful fans out there and in Radio Land, and hope everybody's having an awesome day.
Well, Granny, some good news comes our way, because I just recently ordered a mic. You know, a new addition to the Wrestle Radio Network family. It's an inanimate object, but it will be a professional microphone to make good old Brian Rails and others, you know, sound like we're, on air. It's a very fancy blue mic, and I expect to get it in 2 days. So no more sounding like, you know, I'm on the freaking fracking phone anymore. So it's kind of, like I said, there will be new things coming Wrestle Radio Network's way, but we were discussing, folks, Granny, I was discussing the debauchery that was Asuka losing SmackDown Live Women's Championship last night. I don't know about you, but I just was in shock. I said, wait, what? It's now a title match? I guess.
Oh, my. I mean, you know, it's
okay, we don't know, Granny, but it was like one of those moments where you're like, did the booking team get high on a feeling or hooked on a feeling? Because I don't know why they would do this before Mania 35. It give Asuka 3 months, and then Charlotte plays basically pass the belt. Pass the strap between her and Sasha, and I'm being brutally honest, folks, because I don't have anything against Charlotte, as you know, as far as she worked hard, she actually had to earn her spot at the Performance Center. So the comments of you got in on Daddy's name, no, folks, she had people blowing smoke up her ass to do a better job at the Performance Center. Daddy had a little bit of influence because she's a Flair, but she didn't want to be a wrestler originally. She did not. Ask Charlotte Flair if she really wanted this. Until, you know, she said it wasn't, and it was an docu-series on WWE Network and also on ESPN. She would never have done this had it not been for the passing of her brother Reed. So, for those of you commenting that she got in on Daddy's legacy, no, that's not true.
Well, I hope I wasn't too late this morning, B-Train. Like I said, I lost track of time, so I feel bad about
you're
that.
Fine, Granny. You're fine, Granny. No worries. I covered, you know, most of what I was thinking. Like, the fact that Kofi Kingston finally gets his shot at WrestleMania 35, the new Daniel Bryan, for the World SmackDown Live World Heavyweight Championship. So,
well, see, I missed SmackDown last night, so I didn't get to see what happened, and I was really hoping that Kofi would. So Kofi does get an opportunity to face Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania after all.
That is correct, because Granny, the New Day's tag team Xavier Woods and Big E was put in a gauntlet match. Go figure, Mr. McMahon tried to, you know, he put obstacles in their way again. But New Day, get this, Granny, the coolest thing ever, New Day knew they were down and out because the Bar, basically after losing during the gauntlet match, brought out a table, slammed Big E through that table, and then after that, the Usos came out. They grabbed the mic and says, "Why would we face you guys? We've been to war with you guys and that." So, you know, the Usos said, "Okay, you earn the respect of us, and you earn the respect of these people, so we forfeit our match."
Oh wow!
So the Usos forfeited. And, of course, the new Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan were the next tag team. Well, that match went back and forth, Granny, and Big E, you know, the announcers were sitting at the side of the desk saying, "You have to take advantage and make the most of what you got, use your resources." Well, Big E took the table, the announce desk table, and slammed it on Eric Rowan and pinned him. And underneath that table, and then the New Day won by countout.
Awesome.
So, well, I was kind of worried, though, because Kayla Braxton was in the back because Mr. McMahon, I guess, was leaving the arena in Mohegan Sun last night. And, Granny, it was that sinking feeling, please do not make another stipulation. Please do not. And Vince said, "I will see if a B-plus team or, you know, B-plus player can overcome all the odds." So that was a sigh of relief for all fans.
Well, I'm just glad Kofi is finally getting his shot that he so deserves.
After all the hell he's been through, Granny, 11 years, yeah. I think, you know, some people may ask, why do fans react the way they do? Dude, like Granny and I have been using comparisons and contrast of other things we could compare this to. It'd be like, okay, you get so much receiving yards in the NFL, or you do so much for a team, but you're like the unsung hero. And all of a sudden the team says, "By the way, you know, we don't need you anymore. You know, we wish you the best of luck in your endeavors on the other team." And right when that player leaves, the team that he used to be with goes to the Super Bowl. And then Yeah, exactly. So for Kofi, this is more or less like, oh, hell yes, the fans feel him because it's somebody we can relate to. Speaking of somebody we can relate to, Granny, I think Becky kind of motivated Charlotte because, although this is what irritates me, it was supposed to just be a regular women's division match, but oh no, that gets changed right in before the match begins, and I don't even know. I think Asuka probably was aware, because usually, you know, before a show, it's all briefed out on this. You know, I can't reveal all the secrets, but it's relayed to the performers, I believe, the wrestlers. "Ladies and gentlemen, I have just been informed that this is now for the SmackDown Live Women's Championship."
Wow.
In my humble opinion as a freaking former worker, if I were Asuka, I would not, you know, okay, I wouldn't say anything because it's a paycheck. I understand that.
But to me, as a fan, what the freaking fucking fuck? So now that begs the question, Granny, is Charlotte going to go on to win the Raw Women's title too? Because, oh, jeez.
I don't know.
I don't know, but it kind of made me feel like, why do all this work with Becky? And they're going to lose a lot of fans in the regards of, wow, you gave us something, you built us up to this excitement, and then you tore us down. And some people say, well, you still watch wrestling. Well, still, in that regard, if they start building someone up, I won't believe you. So please heed this warning. If you fuck this up at Mania 35, let me just fair warn you. This is not football where fans will forgive you or forget about you. This is where fans will drop the ratings, which then in turn will lose you money. You as in, you know, like, I don't mean to reference this, and I'm protecting my ass for lawsuit purposes. But, right, when I spent almost close to $1,100 on WrestleMania weekend alone, you can rest assured that people can complain and say something to your ass about the fact that if Becky loses or if Kofi loses, you're just doing this for money. That's great. That's more money in your pockets, right? I'm not saying that this stuff hasn't happened yet, but I'm preparing myself because I'm the annoying optimist that goes into every WrestleMania thinking, okay, it's going to be good this year. Granny, I've been to, let's see here, since Mania 20. After that, I missed about 8 WrestleManias, and then I picked it back up at Mania 29. So 29 through 34. 29 had its good matches, you know, and 30, they all have had good matches. But when you build someone up, like, okay, Daniel Bryan got his wish, can you please give it to Becky? Because my main problem, Granny, the whole night, I could not get over my friend who, you know, she was calling me over the phone. She said, what do you think? How do you feel? And I said, I don't understand why they would just, in the middle of the show, by the way, this is for a championship, this is a championship match now. That would be the equivalent, wow, Granny, at WFC if, you know, it was Tim Rockwell versus the champion, the hometown heroes champion, and he would say, by the way, this is a title match now.
Well, it's been done. I've actually... You know, you could jokingly talk about that, but I've actually seen that happen at WFC before. They have actually turned it in to either a title match or a no disqualification match or something just totally, they just totally throw something in there. I mean, I've seen it happen at WFC, not the first time. I mean, it has happened, so... You know, you always see that little thing in parentheses, card is subject to change or whatever, you know. I mean, you know, sometimes they will, I've seen them do that at WFC. I mean, just throw something out of the ordinary into that equation.
I just, Granny, for me, the reason why I'm not so happy about it is because, yes, I realize as a former worker, card subject to change, but really, I mean, right before WrestleMania, and Asuka only held the title since TLC. It's not about title reigns and being unstoppable, folks, but Jesus Christ, you got to give that title room to breathe, and they're just going to play past the title between Asuka and Charlotte.
Yep.
I don't quite know. I mean, what I'm trying to say, fans, is give us a different look. Give us a different feel. Instead, what ended up being the end result was they hooked us on a for those who know Hooked on a Feeling from Guardians of the Galaxy, also a legendary song. in the 60s. But I got to say, you know, it just doesn't quite make sense to me. It doesn't, because how she's already won 7 championships. What purpose did that serve is my thing. What good did it do you to make her a champion again? Asuka has nothing going on. You know what I'm saying? Asuka, what is she going to do at WrestleMania? Are they going to put her in a kickoff match and then Charlotte loses it back? Please tell me, you know, that there's some end result that'll make the fans happy. Some of us, like, who cares? You know, it's the main event at WrestleMania. I care, because I'm going to be sitting in MetLife Stadium, and not just me, others will be sitting there from around the world. Ooh, I got some of my friends, Granny, from the UK that I want to take pictures with from Instagram. You know, they tell me, they says, well, now we're quite not sure if we should go. We should sell the tickets. It, see what that did? That ended up being a deterrent. It's not a good thing.
Yep.
And WWE, well, and you know, like how we said, it's just like Brock Lesnar not showing up to wrestling show. Well, he's showing up next week. That
well,
remains to be seen.
You know, it kind of ties in. You know, here, you know, several months ago, and I know where you were going with this about they're going to give the WWE universe, the fans, what they want. Okay, they're giving us what they want, but then all of a sudden they do something like this? That doesn't make any sense. It's like you said earlier, are they just reeling us all in to make us stay? And then, oh, I'm sorry, but we're going to, you know, we're going to make this match a title match all of a sudden. I mean, come on, people. Come on, WWE. You know, yes, give us what we want to see, but don't turn around and pull us something like this, because that's not going to make people happy. That's going to make people mad. And then they're going to be like those people in the UK. Oh, we need to sell our tickets. You know, we're not going to come now because whatever, you know, whatever the reason. I mean, quit playing games with us, people. I mean, goodness gracious, we are fans. Yes, we want to see good wrestling. We want to see exciting wrestling. But don't turn around and give us what we want and then turn around and do something like this.
It's very discouraging, because my friends from the UK, Alan and Alan and Marissa basically said to me, they said, well, we've been fans for a very long time, and we just feel kind of iffy about Mania. Maybe we should sell tickets. What's your advice? That's what they just messaged me. And I said, don't sell the tickets, because I'm sure that's not what, not just Triple H and the higher-ups want from us. They want us to have a good time. Great, you know, they put things out in front of our face. They dangle the kids. You know, they give us access. They give us NXT. NXT has free show, by the way, during access. You don't have to pay for it. You can just sit down, watch some good wrestling, even if you don't know who these folks are. Anyways, the point is, Marissa, Alan, let me just tell you guys something. It's up to you guys if you want to sell the tickets. I suggest going to the box office first or calling the number so you have permission to sell the tickets, and make sure you get something printed out so that you don't get in trouble. Or turn around and sell them online. Where'd you get the tickets from? Okay, so again, if you got them from Ticketmaster, you need to call the box office number if you're going to be selling them. Or you need to call MetLife Stadium. Okay, awesome. You're not selling your tickets. Good, because those are lower level riser seats. If I see you guys, I want to take pictures with you. Is that okay? All right, I'll try and find you guys. anyways, folks, what I'm trying to say and Granny is trying to convey to you as well is, like, they did say a couple months ago, and I told Granny, I don't know if they're just screwing with us because that tends to be a good marketing ploy. Let's pretend to give them what they want when they least expect it, lower the boom when we already have our money. Like, like I said, that marketing ploy is not the greatest. It certainly is not something that you would do to fans that are, you know, buying into your product and buying your T-shirts and going to your events, going to NXT for that matter, going to NXT house shows, live shows, Monday Night Raw, SmackDown Live. We don't pay the wrestler's salary. Okay, kind of. We don't pay all of it. All they owe us is a good show. That's under the opinion of Lance Storm and everyone else. All you owe us is a good show. And if it's not given to us, then we as fans have the right to walk out and leave. We're not customers at Sam's Club. We're not customers at Walmart. We are a customer of you. So the saying goes, serve your customers well. Serve your business well. Why aren't you guys, I mean, you gave us Becky Lynch, you know, for the main event. Is that going to be fucked up, or is it going to be something that you mull over and say, oh, well, we could have done it that way, but we made, look at all the money we made. You guys are fucking missing the point and missing the boat. If you don't give the universe, the WWE universe, that is, what we want, then guess what? More people will filter out into watching other shows.
Wow. I don't know. You know, I love wrestling. I really do. And I hate when I don't get my wrestling fix, you know. Granny needs her wrestling fix once in a while, fans, you know. Just my it's kind of like my husband says, you know, he says, I just let her holler. That way she takes her frustrations out on them instead of me. That's what he says. But now, that being said, fans, I don't take my frustrations out on my husband. I love my husband. I am a very blessed woman to have such a wonderful man that I can call my husband. You know, we've been married almost 9.5 years now. It'll be 10 years in December. So I am a very blessed woman. But, yes, I mean, Granny needs her wrestling fix, whether it's watching it on TV or WFC or whatever. I get my wrestling fix one way or the other.
For me, I have NXT, I have WFC, I have mainly all of Kurt's promotions, which will be going this Saturday to Eldon, Missouri for New Breed Wrestling. If you are in the Eldon area, you can buy your tickets right at, you know, before bell time, which is 4 to 5 p.m., whichever, or you can go to New Breed and buy your tickets online. So just do best you can, guys. You know, professional wrestling, like I said, I get mad and I get passionate about it, and I'm going to tell the truth. I have seen close to seven WrestleManias now. This will be 8. I would like a WrestleMania to remember, not one I want to forget. You know, and it's just, it's starting to form that thought in my head. Like, what? Charlotte, you know, won, okay, a setback and a minor setback. I'm going to enjoy my time at WrestleMania, folks. Don't get me wrong. I paid almost $1,100 on this shit. Not for a seat by any means, but I'm saying total. That includes WrestleCon, the autographs, the photo op sessions, which, by the way, Granny, I am going to get a photo with Mr. Graves. I'm going to get a photo and autograph from Renee Young. I'm going to just do a wonderful things for WrestleMania. But what the point I'm trying to get at is Becky was right, and she even said on Twitter, let me see here if I can find it. The quote that she said about Asuka was very nice. It wasn't demeaning Charlotte, but she's saying, you know, hey, this is what it is, and this is, what I feel about the situation. She goes under the moniker The Man. I love it. It goes, there goes Charlotte with her empty corporate empowerment speak again, as long as you're the only one in power, though, and Char. That's not what she said. She said she did the original quote I want to read to you guys on Twitter from The Man, Becky Lynch, says, she did less to earn that title shot than the WrestleMania one. Asuka deserves so much better. You see, Granny, it even impacted how the women felt about that situation. Like, Nia Jax congratulated Charlotte, saying, what a match, you know, congratulations on your victory. But certain things, folks, do have impact, and it does have a ripple effect, what you do. And they're like, well, why are you complaining about one match? You can ask Granny. I've bitched about several matches that would drive Granny nuts.
Well, Granny's had a few matches that I haven't been too happy about. It's kind of like last week, you know, what they did to Kofi Kingston last week. I mean, I was pretty livid. I mean, you know, he did what he was supposed to do. I mean, he faced those five men. He worked his butt off, and then Vince comes out, oh, you have to face one more person. No, 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 no. Okay, he did what he was supposed to do. And then you're denying him of that opportunity just because you decide you want to throw one more man into that equation? I was pretty livid about that. I was pretty upset about that. I was like, I told my husband, I said, this is not right. Of course, I know how the WWE works. I mean, I don't know everything on how it works, but I've been around long enough to know, I've seen enough to know, I know what they do. Or I know what they try to attempt to do sometimes. I don't know everything. I don't claim to know everything. I don't want to know everything. But that being said, you know, Kofi Kingston earned that shot last week. They should not have thrown Daniel Bryan into that equation, and they should not have denied him again. But I'm glad that he finally has his opportunity. Kofi, go beat Daniel Bryan's butt at WrestleMania. You know, even though I cannot be there physically, you have Granny's support. I will be there in spirit, and you have Granny's support. I will spiritually be in your corner at WrestleMania, Kofi Kingston.
And you know what, folks? That makes me happy. It gives like it lights a fire. Granny does something special every show. She just did right now, because I was all like, man, I'm going to feel bummed. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Granny right there just made me feel positive again. I love it. I freaking love this lady.
I try my best, B-Train. I try my best, you know. And
because it's not good to be negative. It's good to have... Go ahead, Granny.
I try to make it fun for everyone, you know. I try to make it fun for all the fans, especially for fans that have never been to a wrestling show. I try to make it fun for them. I mean, like Emma, I tell you, Emma at our last WFC show, she's 11 years old. She is kicking cancer's butt and taking names later. That girl is my tag team partner, and I tell you, I loved her. I loved her family. Her mom came up and just was in tears and thanked me for making Emma feel so special. And I said, it's not just me. Once you're part of the WFC family, we do a show for someone, they are always a part of that WFC family from here on out. I mean, they will always be a part of that family. But her mom was absolutely in tears and came up and hugged me and personally thanked me for making Emma feel so special. And I said, no thanks needed, because it's what we do, you know. And, I mean, that young lady is so amazing, and she's not going to give up. I know that. So go, Emma. Keep on fighting.
And see, it's a matter of what people first see, before they see it, they're like, well, I heard about wrestling, but I never really have been to a show. For Emma, she doesn't want to think about her cancer. She doesn't want to think about the bad. She'd rather much focus on the good. Same with my father and same with Tim's mother. They don't want to focus on what they, you know, have to deal with on a daily basis. But if you bring them to shows, if you not just bring them to shows or take them out for a movie or a walk or, you know, movie, something that entertains them, that makes them feel like they have to pursue or continue to live their life. You're not promised tomorrow, folks. And for Emma to show up to a wrestling show and Granny for what she did for her, props to Granny. Like I said, she's the godmother of all, you know, awesome things fandom-wise and wrestling. And it makes it worthwhile to go see the show. So, yes, I do express my concerns about last night's SmackDown Live, but that doesn't mean, you know, Marissa and Alan, you don't. If I were you, I would not sell those tickets, because WrestleMania tickets, they're a dime a dozen. And they're very rare to get. And some may argue with me, oh yeah, well, WrestleMania tickets. It's like, look, guys, everyone has their own preferences and their own choices. And I'm going to go back to the feel of SmackDown Live for those, you know, who didn't see it last night. Started off, Granny, with New Day saying, we may quit. There's been obstacles put in our way, and we feel that we, you know, should no longer be in there. But the one man who needs to answer our question isn't out here yet, and it was Vince McMahon. And Vince came out here saying, oh, so you're just going to come out here and cry. You're not even going to fight for your job. So, Mr. McMahon, Granny, puts them in a gauntlet match. And like I said, the most shocking thing, I thought the Usos were for sure, because they have been to hell and back wars with the Usos. And when the Usos forfeited, I was shocked.
Well, that just goes to show the respect that the Usos have for New Day. I mean, look how many battles they have faced against each other over the years. I mean, they've been two of the toughest tag team feuds that I know. I mean, that I know of, one of the most tag team feuds in a long time. I mean, they've had many matches against each other, and you know, and they have respect for each other, and I respect the Usos for what, you know, what's going on. B-Train, I hate to cut off here, but I've got to make a kind of an important phone call. I didn't know how much longer you were going to be doing the show.
No, you're fine, Granny. Go on ahead. I will take the reins from here. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely, awesome co-host, Granny Hoaxer, she'll be joining me on Tuesdays at the same time, you know, 2 Eastern, 1 Central. Thanks, Granny Hoaxer, for today. You are amazing. Thank you for brightening up.
Well, you're
show.
Welcome. Sorry I had to cut this so short. So
you're fine, Granny. No worries. I got this.
Okay. Talk to everybody
right,
later. See you next week, fans. Love y'all.
Love you, Granny. All right. So that was Granny Hoaxer for the time being to continue the show. It was kind of a newfound respect between New Day and the Usos. SmackDown Live, like I said earlier in the show and mentioned earlier in the show, was an up-and-down roller coaster. Did it touch all of the things that needed to be touched for a wrestling show? And the answer is yes. Did it get a reaction? You got a knee-jerk reaction. You got a I'm up in arms about it reaction for the Asuka losing the championship against Charlotte. So the plans are different. So the plans change. And realize that sometimes it's not, stuff is not planned. You know, you go through your regular routine. You thought Charlotte was going to lose because, for sure, Asuka would hold on to that championship a little while longer. Maybe there's a reprieve at WrestleMania during the kickoff show. Maybe not. So I multitask on Instagram between all of you awesome folk. I'm just typing in some history, if you will. On this day, to take a break from all the rambling, Randy Savage won a tournament March 27, 1988 for the WWE Championship. 1988, man, that's 31 years ago. You can go Brian Rails feel a bit youthful, if you will. So I'm 32 this coming May, which I plan on having a damn good time. So we're moving forward. That awesome bit of history. Dig it. Oh, hashtag. Champion. Oh, a little bit. There we go. Not in this day, on this day, on this day. I see clearly that the end is drawing near. Sorry, I'm in mania mode, folks. 1988. This only history, Swing Savage was turning to become WWE champion. Yay, yay. All right, now that I'm back on track with you all, here it is. I was concerned because Asuka's title reign, stuff happens, right? We get mad, we get concerned, and hopefully it doesn't proceed in making us all blow a fuse with the one fear that we have, and that's Charlotte winning at WrestleMania. The underdog has to win. Look at Shawn Michaels. Come on. What happened to the days of the underdogs winning at WrestleMania? Shawn Michaels. Who else? Okay. So, CM Punk was an underdog. He didn't win at Mania. Daniel Bryan was an underdog. He won. I'm trying to think of anything else where there's a story behind. Okay, Stone Cold Steve Austin, WrestleMania 14 versus Shawn Michaels. I don't think he was an underdog. People wanted change. People wanted to believe in something, believe in a feeling. We're hooked on feelings, man. We are hooked on the feeling that Becky Lynch should be, will become a WWE champion. We are hooked on feelings that Kofi Kingston, as a fan base, he should become the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Will it happen? Don't know. That's up to what will transpire on April 7th. Before I go, folks, NXT TakeOver. I am so excited, and I just can't hide it. I know. I want to, and I'm going to. Anyways, well, folks, Lady Lynn and I will discuss the continued discussion of Asuka losing the championship to Charlotte Flair, not to run it into the ground, but to assess in our own interpretation how it made us feel, how it made the whole entire fan base feel. Because to be quite honest with you, I don't know about you all, but kind of caught us off guard. By the way, this is a SmackDown Live Women's Championship match. It will never be forgotten. It also won't be forgotten if Charlotte ends up winning that match. Just saying, folks, just be careful. Okay? Just be careful how we feel. Because feeling is what we're hooked on. Feeling of, holy crap, what the fuck? God damn it. Or again, yay, applause, you know, fake applause. Like, okay, just pulling our strings again. Hopefully things are different at WrestleMania. That optimistic feeling better be in there. I'm going to go out on a limb and just tell you it's got to change, man. It's got to change at Mania. Please give us a good one. We haven't had a decent WrestleMania since fill in the blank. I don't know. Because some people's interpretation of decent may be different than my interpretation, and that's fine. I'm going to close it out with the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Play on words, but please don't fuck it up, is what you keep hearing. Around New York, Jersey, Boston, England, Germany, everywhere. And I'm referring to the main event. The first time in history, it'll be Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, and Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's Championship. They were on ESPN. They've got a lot of media exposure. My friend from Detroit said that they were on the news, national news, world news. I mean, this is huge. So please, please, pretty please, with a cherry on top, give the fans what we want for reals. No joke, all right? That'll do it for today. If you didn't believe what I said, I got three choice words for you. Forget about. That's all, folks. Join me Monday, 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 Central Standard Time. On Tuesdays, and times will be subject to change. See, at least I'll let you guys know ahead of time. Take it. Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of something.
Blog Talk Radio.